A team of scientists is combing Australia's 35,000-kilometre coastline to measure marine debris and its impact on sea life. The researchers are specifically studying the barcodes on items of rubbish in an attempt to trace the origin of products washing up on the shore. Bronwyn Herbert headed to Sydney's northern beaches to file this report for PM.
Shelley Beach is a popular surf break known for its clean waves. But scientists are using this waterfront near Manly to get a snapshot of Sydney's beachside pollution. Denise Hardesty is a researcher with the CSIRO and heads the Marine Debris Project.
This is a beach that's cleaned every day by the local council, and I've walked along and I'm still finding lots of small bits of hard plastic and soft plastic and bright colours and white.
Why Shelley Beach?
It's where it happens to fall within our transect area. We're surveying every 100 kilometres along the coastline, and it happened to fall in Manly, and so this is the beach that we chose, and then we'll be going on 100k south of here this afternoon to carry out our next survey.
And where will you end up?
Well, ultimately, we're going to be going on this particular leg of the journey. We'll be ending up in Melbourne in about 7 or 10 days' time. And then in February, we'll start up again and going from Melbourne on over to Esperance. And then we're going to be heading up the Kimberley and going all the way around up to Darwin.
The aim is to measure the volume and concentration of rubbish across Australia's coastline.
So first we really want to understand and map where the marine debris occurs along our shores. And from that, then we also look at the species distribution, so where various marine wildlife species such as marine mammals and turtles and seabirds, where they live and eat and forage in the marine environment, so that then we can overlay where that marine debris occurs, where it's likely coming from in the marine environment, with where those animals are likely to be encountering it.
The researchers have teamed with local volunteers to collect more data.
So our transects here are a metre wide on either side of the tape, and we have one person walk up and down either side and record what they find in that area.
It's hard plastic, green.
And that one's hard plastic black.
Taking a keen interest in the data is Chris Wilcox. He's a senior scientist with the CSIRO's Marine and Atmospheric Division.
My role is really to do the analysis of the data that's coming in, so both trying to analyze the beach survey data to understand things like what's the effect of having a recycling bin on the beach in terms of how much rubbish is on the beach. And then I'm also doing the oceanographic modelling using some models developed at CSIRO by colleagues there to understand how ocean currents then transport rubbish that's out in the ocean to the beach. If we know what's on the beach, we can make a prediction about what's out in the ocean.
Chris Wilcox says collecting biological data is expensive, so they're taking to the skies to get more information.
A person can only really observe a 2-metre swath. If we take this little helicopter and fly it above us and take a photo of that beach, we then can try to identify rubbish in that photo, and for one little 2-metre swath that we actually walked, we know what's there. And so we can sort of standardize what's in the photo, so it allows us to expand our capacity to observe what's in the environment by orders of magnitude.
And the scientists are noting the barcodes on any bottles or litter they find. Denise Hardesty says it's a way to measure exactly where the rubbish is coming from.
You can actually use the barcode to backtrack to figure out where something was actually manufactured and boxed and sold and moved and transported, so that we can actually understand where we're losing things along the way.
The group, which started at Cape Tribulation in Queensland a couple of months ago, aims to have the survey work completed by the end of next year.
Bronwyn Herbert reporting.